This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott, and Troy, and we are beginning again. Mm-hmm. And for some of you that may be new to our podcast, we begin again every day. This is rooted in our own personal experiences of starting our life all over again, as you heard in the intro. But really, it's for everybody because we all start over again, begin again every day. His mercies are new every day. And if yesterday didn't go the way you wanted to, you can always begin again.
That's right.
That's what we're all about. It's just gives us so much hope. And God is good, and he's given us another couple of great topics to finish out this week. And honey, why don't you tell us what the one for today is?
And Jeremiah 2:13 is where we got this from. Mm-hmm. And it says, "For my people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water." That's the first one. And then the second one is, "They have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all."
Yeah. You know, we just came back from Florida, and Jeremiah was high on our list of books to read while we were away. And that's where this is coming from. And out of the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament, for anybody that's new. And if you're not real sure what idolatry is, it's anything that we are putting before God. And it can be just our thoughts. Mm-hmm. If our thoughts are too much focused on something, somebody, that we give that first place and everything else is second, that can be idolatry.
That's right.
It is idolatry. And so that's what we want to talk about. It comes in many different forms, has a lot of different faces.
Yeah, I mean, it could be alcohol, it could be drugs, it could be sex, power, work, a brand new car. I mean, it could be all kinds of stuff.
Food.
Food. It can be all kinds of things that, you know, you put in front of God.
Yeah.
And but you know, idolatry gives, you know, when we see that idolatry gives us, it gives us two grave mistakes, like the scripture says. You know, the first one is we turn away from our powerful God. He's really the only one that can help us, and we turn away from him. And the second one is we turn to the idols that have no power to help us at all.
Mm, so number one, we turn away from him, and number two, we turn to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, their idols were handmade. They were often like statues of clay or precious metals. And, you know, those kind of things can't save you. Couldn't save them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those things, they actually had to pick a lot of them up and take them with them. Those idols couldn't do anything for them. They're graven images.
Well, no, you know, and people, you know, many of us will turn to these idols to deal with the pain that really only God can heal.
Mm-hmm.
God's the only one that can heal us, and we turn away from him, and we turn to alcohol or drugs or whatever it may be.
Well, you hear the term, mm-hmm, I idolize him or idolize her, people.
Yeah, I mean, and
celebrities.
And I like the show American Idol, but I just don't like the title.
Well, you know, and I've talked with somebody about that one time, someone that's a believer, but really didn't know scripture. Mm-hmm. And when I brought that up to her, she said, "You know, Teresa, I don't know the people that produce that show, but they probably don't even know that that's in the Bible."
Oh, well.
Well, I don't know. You know, we're so Christianized. Yeah. We got to realize there's a world out there that doesn't know,
mm-hmm,
scripture.
Yeah. I mean, but I do like the show, but like I said, I just don't like the title of the show.
I know.
You know, but anyway, you know, God is the only one that can help us. He is the only one that we're supposed to
idolize.
And you know, I mean, the Ten Commandments, you know, look at the first one.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, not to put any idols before, mm-hmm, him, you know? And so,
no other gods before me.
Right. You know, we know from experience, however, that these temporary solutions only deepen our pain in the long run.
Oh, they do. And that's what is forgotten. That's what's hard to overcome.
Yeah.
You're thinking back. Mm-hmm. Why don't you share with what you're thinking back on?
Well, I remember, you know, I used to turn to, years ago, I used to turn to alcohol, mm-hmm. drugs and things of that sort, to ease my pain.
Mm-hmm. You thought about it, just whatever you were doing till you could finally get there and get it again.
Mm-hmm.
It was like something you look forward to, maybe, right?
Yeah, but it was a high that never lasted.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and then when it would, you would come down from the high, then you'd have to do it again. Mm-hmm. It was just a continual thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I made that my idol. Mm-hmm. You know, at that time, I didn't know the Lord, and I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. You know, I blamed him for a lot of the things happened in my life. And I shouldn't had, you know, now that I look back at it. But you know, I didn't know him, and now that I know how wonderful and awesome and powerful Jesus is, mm-hmm. man, I'm just blessed.
Right.
I'm blessed to know the difference now. That void that I needed for so many years to be filled was in the shape of a cross.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you know, and so much of idolatry, it starts in our thinking, because we just start camping on a thought, you know, like you were talking about that next fix, and you think about it and think about it and think about it and think about it way, way too much. Then you get to the point to where you think, I can't stop thinking about this.
Yeah.
And so then the enemy can turn that whole thing against you and make you believe that you can't control your thoughts. And I know for me, when I finally took care of myself and got into recovery, that was the biggest breakthrough for me, was someone saying to me, and it sounds so simple, you may not can stop thinking about that, but you sure can start thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds so ridiculous, and I've said this before, but that helped me more than anything, because for so many years I thought my thoughts had me.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts don't have me, I have them. And then I have to ask myself, okay, what am I going to do with this thought that I have? And so I make a decision all the time to start thinking about something else when those unhealthy thoughts come my way. I take control, Scott. They don't control me unless I let them. So somebody out there needed to hear this. I hope it helped you the way that it has helped me and still does. Your thoughts don't have you. You have them. So what are you going to do with those thoughts? Which ones are you going to keep and which ones are you going to throw out? The Bible says to cast down wrong thoughts and imaginations. Look at them and examine them and go, this one's from God and this one's not. And the one that's not, you're out of here. You know? So that was huge for me, because my thoughts were like, you know, I thought the only way I was going to be able to stop thinking about certain things was to run my car into a wall,
mm-hmm.
just to get me to stop.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of despair during that time. So any of you overthinkers out there, or people that think you've lost control and you can't, you can replace your thoughts and start thinking about something else.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know, God wants a relationship with us.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. And
he wants our thoughts.
Yeah, and he wants to be us to be free of these distractions.
Yes.
You know? And he knows. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus knows. That's why he came to this earth.
That's right.
You know? I mean, God the Father knows no sin.
Yes.
But that's why he had to send his son down here, you know, to die for us. But Jesus was tempted with everything we're tempted with. Every single thing. And then some that we haven't been tempted with, he was. You know, but what did he turn to? He turned to his dad.
Hmm.
You know, that's where he wants us to turn to as well.
Yeah.
You know, you may be saying, well, you know what, man, yeah, but, you know, I've never felt God's presence, or I don't know who this God is you're talking about, or, yeah, he's, you know, this and that. And this, and you know, getting high, you know, feels good, and getting drunk or whatever, you know, or pornography or whatever the case may be. It's so temporary. It is so temporary. I mean, take it from a guy that has been, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. I centered my thoughts on just trying to change the past or trying to change other people.
Mm-hmm.
I was so focused on that. And you can, and those of y'all listening again that are part of that whole overthinking crowd, you can do so much of that. It is, it just wear you out.
It will.
And you're playing God and spending more time thinking about all those things, and just keep it simple, and you're not doing the next right thing in front of you,
which is
His will for you that day. And that might be just getting out of bed on time and stop idolizing whatever it is you're idolizing in your mind and get up and get moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's will.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I mean, I know that many people, I know in my life, I've had different idols. And when I didn't know Jesus, I had tons of idols.
Yes.
You know, and I would be stuck on this idol one day and stuck on another idol the next day, you know, whether it be, you know, some kind of alcohol or whatever it may be.
Sick relationship.
You know, food or whatever the case may be. You know, just indulge in that. And then coming to know Jesus, I realized there's only one that you should idolize.
That's right.
And that's Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. That's it. But I just have a knowing in my spirit that there's people listening to this podcast, and you're thinking to yourself as you've been hearing us, man, I've got some idols that I'm putting before God.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way to get rid of those idols and make them way down the totem pole and have Christ as number one in your life is to give your heart to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You sincerely give your heart to Him and your life. If you'll do that, then you realize there's only one to be idolized, and that is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never done that before, or maybe you thought you had, and you're thinking to yourself right now, my gosh, I'm not putting Christ number one. He's not the one I'm idolizing.
Yeah.
Well, today's the day to come back to Him. His arms are wide open. He's just waiting for you to fall into Him. So if you would please pray this prayer with us. Please know that you're saved and that you're highly favored from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. And thank you for rising on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And Lord, you say that because of the cross, that you will forgive me of my sins if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want to idolize anything else except you the rest of my life and eternity. I give you my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Well, today's Thursday, and we'd really love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org if you prayed that prayer of salvation. And, you know, like I said, today's Thursday, and so start thinking about a church, preaching church that you'd like to attend this weekend. And, man, just, you know, talk to others around there. Talk to some of the elders or deacons and see maybe if there's a mentorship program that you might want to get involved with. And maybe someone can help you walk through at least the first year mm-hmm. of your walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we sure have enjoyed spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to doing the same thing tomorrow. So remember, idolatry involves two mistakes. And even though they give God second place in our life, He still waits to be number one again and for us to return to His loving care.
Mm-hmm.
So keep doing that and keep living it up until we talk to you tomorrow.
And while beginning again.